Proclamation number 6664 of 9th of October, 1956. Total surrender to God. God's ray of grace hits all of you because His love embraces all of you and He wants to promote every person's course of development if only you don't resist. He knows every person's degree of maturity and seeks to increase it. Thus He will also direct and favor everything as it is beneficial for you, and thus you can entrust yourselves to Him and His guidance without hesitation. He will make it right. One thing you must be certain of is that everything you are granted in earthly life is only meant to serve your spiritual maturing and that therefore nothing is wrong, no matter whether it touches you joyfully or sorrowfully. And even if it is obviously human influence, it must have been wanted or permitted by God. And even then it will serve you for perfection, for ascent development, for the maturing of the soul. And once you have made this certainty your own for the time being, then you will also accept every event with inner peace, because it cannot be wrong as soon as you only ever entrust yourselves to God and His guidance. In the last days before the end, many means will still be used to increase the degree of maturity of individual souls or to push people onto the path which is right before God. There is not much time left, and therefore sometimes stronger means are necessary to accelerate the course of development where this is possible. Many people will have to experience increased suffering. Others will be dealt with particularly harshly again because they go along their earthly path in lukewarmness. Many things will happen which will make the love of God appear questionable. Misfortunes, catastrophes and outlandish events will overtake people and terrify them. But everything is laid down in God's plan of salvation. Nothing will happen to people without God's will or His permission. And all of you humans can hand yourselves over into His hand without worry. He will guide each individual in such a way that every event and experience can serve Him for the salvation of his soul. And those who hand themselves over to Him in complete trust will no longer walk on their own authority. Their every step will be guided. They recognize divine guidance and place themselves unconditionally under His control. Therefore, no human being needs to worry about his earthly path of life who has only established the bond with God and seeks to fulfill His will. He knows himself to be guided and led and also allows himself to be guided without resistance, and the divine guidance obviously becomes apparent in him. For all resistance resolves itself, all obstacles are removed. What seemed impossible becomes possible. God's presence proves itself again and again where unrestrained devotion to Him has proceeded. All people should make this confidence their own, that God regulates the life of the person who surrenders himself to Him, and that everything that comes upon him will then also contribute to the increase of the soul's maturity if it is humbly accepted and endured. But that spiritual development will then also never come to a standstill but be progressively retraced. Only the human beings will ease necessary to come close to God and to be accepted by Him. And everything now unfolds according to this will, and the human being irrevocably reaches the aim. Every spiritually striving person can therefore let himself drift without worry, for God has already taken over the guidance from the moment the human being's will turned towards Him. Then He will no longer let him out of His hand. And the less resistance he finds, the easier the ascent upwards will be, even if life seems difficult and painful to the human being. but it leads to the aim, and the still short time of earthly life can still result in high spiritual successes, because God's flow of grace flows unceasingly during this lost time, and because every person can immerse himself in this flow of grace and his soul becomes powerful and feels God's love evermore and surrenders to it. Devotion to God is all he asks of people in order to then let his divine Son of love and grace shine and then give every person what he needs in order to increase his soul's maturity in the short time until the end. Amen.